congregation can be seated, but the children are invited to come forward for the children's message at this time. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. So today our Old Testament lesson, the Bible tells us that God changed the name of Abram to Abraham. God himself said his name used to be Abram. Can you imagine God telling him to change the name? And he used to be Abram, and he's going to change it to Abraham. I'm going to talk about why in just a minute, but I want to start by asking you this question. How many children live in your house?
Three.
How many children live in your house?
Three.
How many children live in your house? Three. We've all got three. Let me ask you this. Is three a lot or not?
No.
Yes. No. No. Yes. That's right. So, does anyone here have just two kids to show of hands? That's not that much of a thing. My wife and I had two. Anybody have more than three? Like four or five kids? Four kids, is that a lot?
Too many.
Too many? Now, you didn't say that now, right? So this is the reason I mentioned, how many kids is a lot? Because when God changed Abram's name, what he was saying, Abram means exalted father. That means a dad who would respect. But Abraham means the father of many. And God said that Abraham and Sarah would have kids, and those kids would have more kids, and those kids would have more kids. And he says, you're going to be the father of many. So how many is a lot? Yeah, how many? Five? Five is a lot. Yeah, I agree. Five is a lot. 10 is really a lot. Definitely so. So 100, that would be a lot of kids. That's a lot of Dalmatians, right? But that's a lot of kids, too. But here's what I want us to think about. The Bible says that he wasn't talking just about Abraham's children, but Abraham believed God's word, and so the Bible says that he's the father of people of faith. Right? So Abraham heard God's word, and he said, I believe that word. So the Bible, when he says Abraham is the father of many, he says Abraham is the father of everybody who trusts in God's word. Now, do you know how many people that is on the earth right now? It's 2.5 billion. Did everyone know that? There are 2.5 billion Christians in the world. Is that a lot? Can you have 2.5 billion over your house tonight for lunch or something like that? No? Okay. Yeah, it's a lot, right? And that's just right now. How many Christians and believers have lived over all many years? Many billions of people. So God says, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many. Is 2 billion many? Yeah, it is. Right? God, once again,